When asked about global warming on a recent campaign stop in New Bedford, New Hampshire, Texas governor and leading Republican presidential contender Rick Perry told voters,
"Yes, our climate's changed. They've been changing for ever since the Earth was formed. But I do not buy into a group of scientists who have, in some cases, found to be manipulating this information."
Perry isn't alone in expressing doubts about climate science. A Gallup poll last year found that between 2007 and 2010, the number of Americans who believe global warming is a serious threat fell from 64% to 55%. And the number who said human activities were responsible declined from 61% to 50% over the same time period. Why are so many Americans mistrustful of science? University of California history professor Naomi Oreskes explores that question in Merchants of Doubt, co-authored by science historian Eric Conway. The subtitle to the book sums up their thesis, how a handful of scientists obscured the truth on issues from tobacco smoke to global warming.
There was a story, there was a larger pattern here, and that's when we realized that there was a story that needed to be told.
That story begins 50 years ago in the tobacco industry with the announcement by medical researchers that the tar in cigarettes causes cancer. Oreskes says tobacco industry leaders were fearful of the financial harm the news might do to their lucrative products and turned to a public relations firm to cloud the issue and change the narrative.
The pattern that they put together was to use many, many statements that any one of them by themselves might have not been untrue, and yet taken together created a picture that was untrue. It's really an extremely clever strategy, because the strategy is not to say that tobacco is safe. The strategy is to say we don't really know for sure.
The tobacco industry funded studies and recruits distinguished scientists to lend authority to these doubts. Oreskes says that the specialist expertise was not public health, but rocket science and weapons.
This was part of the strategy that the industry settled on very early on, that they would fight science with science, or as we say in the book, at least with scientists.
Oreskes says the same group of scientists later worked together in a Washington think tank to combat the Soviet threat. When the Cold War was over, they turned their attention to what they saw as a new threat, radical environmentalism.
It's what they think is the exaggeration of environmental issues for political reasons, because they fear that environmental issues like global warming will be used as an excuse for the expansion of government power, the expansion of regulation, the expansion of government control over the marketplace, and therefore a kind of slippery slope to socialism.
Oreskes argues in her book that the current climate change debate is not about the physical warming of the planet, which is well documented by scientific evidence, but about politics. This explains, she says, why the U.S. Congress rejected an emissions trading plan that would have put a cap on climate-changing carbon emissions.
Because if the science were truly not settled, then it would be logical to say, well, you know, we're not really sure. It would be a mistake to spend a lot of money on alternative technologies, a mistake to have intrusive government regulation. It would be a mistake to have a carbon tax if we don't really need those things, if this problem isn't even real anyway.
That's the same line that Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry uses on the campaign trail to oppose spending billions of dollars on emissions reductions programs.
And I don't think, from my perspective, that I want America to be engaged in spending that much money on still a scientific theory that has not been proven, and from my perspective, is more and more being put into question.
But the debate over global warming science must be fought on a level playing field, insists author Naomi Oreskes. Science is not about opinion, she says. It's about evidence. If a research group claims global warming is not real or human-caused, then, she says, they should prove it.
The burden should be on them to come up with the evidence to show that. And if journalists would demand evidence, what they would find is that these people either have no evidence at all, in many cases, or the supposed evidence that they have is actually distorted, it's taken out of context, it's misrepresented, or in some cases, it's arguments that were published 20 or 30 years ago that have since been refuted.
In Merchants of Doubt, Naomi Oreskes writes, acid rain, secondhand smoke, the destruction of the stratospheric ozone, and global warming are all real problems. The real question is how to address them. Denying their truth, the author argues, does not make them go away. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.